礼记书第三十二页从日出第三十二页。
到了第六个月，天使加利勒奉天主差遣，往加利勒那一座名叫拿撒勒的城去，到一位童贞女那里，他已与拿尼家族中的一个名叫约瑟的男子订了婚。童贞女的名字叫玛利亚。天使进去向他说：万福，充满恩宠者，上主与你同在，在女人中你是蒙祝福的。他却因这话惊惶不安，便思虑这样的情安有什么意思。天使对他说：玛利亚，不要害怕，因为你在天主前获得了宠幸。看，你将怀孕生子，并要给他起名叫耶稣。他将是伟大的，并被称为至高者的儿子。上主天主要把他祖先达利的座赐给他，他要为王，统治雅各百家，直到永远。他的王权没有终结。玛利亚便向天使说：这事怎能成就？因为我不认识男人。天使答复他说：圣神要临于你，至高者的能力要庇佑你，因此那要诞生的圣者将称为天主的儿子。且看，你的亲戚伊撒伯尔，他虽在老年，却怀了男胎，本月已六个月了。他原是素清不生育的，因为在天主前没有不能的事。玛利亚说：看，上主的婢女，愿照你的话成就于我吧。天使便离开他去了。上主的话。
This evidence, Cardinal Joseph Chagliacquan, is made in his Cardinal John Cohen, dear Bishop Michael Yerbichel, Bishop Joseph, and C.C. Dear, we are celebrating the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, the patroness of the Diocese of the Catholic, also the Catholic Cathedral. At the same time, we celebrate a silver, golden, diamond anniversary of consecrated life and priesthood of many of us. We thank God with the whole of our hearts for all the graces He has bestowed upon us. With the Virgin Mary, our Lady, we may sing, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." This is a hymn of praise and thanksgiving for all the graces received during our consecrated life. Our Lady offers offer her life to God. I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me as you have said. We too have promised our Lord to be faithful servants for the whole of our life. We will never finish in thanking our Lord for the grace of perseverance. Thank to Our Lady, our Heavenly Mother, for her intercession and assistance. You did not choose me. It was I who chose you and sent you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Vocation to the priesthood, as well vocation to consecrated life, implies a special mission from God. Which mission? To go, to bear fruits that will last. To go, to be sent, as Abraham, leave your country, your family, and your father's house for the land I will show you. For myself, for many of us, our vocation is to be missionaries. That is, to be sent, to go to announce the gospel. I have been sent to Hong Kong 56 years ago. When I arrived, I knew neither English nor Chinese language, but God's grace accompanied me up to now. I want to thank the bishops, the clergy, the Chinese people, and you all, because you welcomed me and my confreres. You accepted me with my defects and limitations. Even among difficulties, I found many people who helped me and made my work of proclaiming the gospel a pleasant one. I am very grateful to you all. Now, as you see, many of us Canadians are old. Some are retired, as I am now. Nevertheless, we want to continue without resting while God gives us help. Priestly ministry is not just a kind of job. A job is for a limit of time. Vocation has no limit of time. It is forever. We will continue with God's grace to serve the Church for the salvation of souls. Priest is a father and mother for his people. He is always a responsible pastor of his flock. I would like to say, pray for vocations. We are only a few priests, brothers and nuns. Many activities are carried out to foster vocations. But our Lord Jesus told us what to do. He said, the harvest is abundant, but the workers are only few. Ask the master of the harvest to send workers to gather his harvest. Vocation is a gift of God. We should ask for it with prayers and sacrifices. So I invite you to pray for vocations. I invite you to pray for us priests too. We need your prayers. We are weak. We too are children of Adam and Eve. We too have our defects. We too have to strive for our eternal salvation. In the last judgment, we will be judged more severely than you. Pray for us that we could perform our duty properly, to give the good example of a Christian life, to be true spiritual fathers, to be able to sanctify the people entrusted to us. We praise our Lady with the words of Mary. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. May our Lady in heaven, the Mother of Jesus, and our Mother too, guide us to continue to grow into being true disciples of Christ Jesus.
Ago, Sister Teresa Lee will have a sharing with us in Cantonese.
最后的一关就是要过我父母那关了。当年 然祝你奉教的父母和至亲都极力反对，因为他们真的痛惜我，他们不舍得也都不明白为什么我要离开家丧葬。我是家中的长女，我有两个妹妹，有一个细佬，最小的细佬当年呢只是幼稚园毕业升的年班，我读完中学就会入修院，更有很多亲人觉得我是很不孝。当他们责问我的时候，我从不抱怨，因为我知道他们爱我。而最难抵挡的呢，就是我的父母弟妹很不舍得，同埋其他的物品啦，或者是思念上面的挑战诱惑。当时我很切感求天主就话：如果天主是你的意思，请你帮我排除所有的困难。过了三个月，我爸爸跟我说，他说：上次如果你问我给不给你入修院，他说我零点死都不给。如果你说是你的幸福，那你去吧。每当我回忆这句说话，或者跟人分享这句说话的时候，是言犹在耳。这句说话都成为我修道生活上面有力的鞭策。我深深体味父母对我真正的爱的牺牲。弟妹当我入了修院之后，一直照顾父母，亦都是对我修道生活的支持。我曾经对我不舍得的我的妈妈，她喊过很多次，我跟她说：请你放心，当你见到我仍然很开心地在修院的时候，你知道我是甘心地奉献。我虽然一毫子都没赚过给屋企去报答我的父母，但是我说我必定每日都为你们祈祷。真人上主一直眷顾我的家人，给他们百倍的赏报。现在我全家都领了洗，成为天主的仔女。我相信今天我在天堂上面的爸爸见到他会很恩然地感谢赞美天主。现在还健在的我93岁的妈妈，我想见到我都会很安慰。所以在这里呼吁在场的父母，如果你们的子女被天主召叫，请你放心让他们跟随主，表达你对子女无私的爱，上主必会眷顾你们。我亦都呼吁所有的青年教友，如果天主召叫你们，不用怕，勇敢地回叫回应他的召叫，因为上主会成就一切。入了修院之后，我受到修院的灵性上面、技能学派上面、团体生活上面种种的培育，以及神师的指导之下，让我在修道生活道路上面不断成长。回顾50年的奉献生活，我深深体味是天主育成他的计划。我父母家人对我无私的奉献，曾经培育我的导师、修女，所有我接触过的朋友都的协助，更加上主耶稣基督的恩宠、圣母玛利亚的左右，塑造了今日的我。50年来，在具体的使徒工作服务和儿童的派遣当中，我真的很惊讶天主大能的辅助，让我真实地去体验，只要我们合乎天主的旨意，是没有什么事不能够的。这个是我要过去每晚感恩之情向上主赞助。当然修道上面也有不少的困难和挑战，但是回想所有的事件，每一个的际遇，让天主让我经验到 是祂慈爱同行的乐人。特别在这些困难当中，今天我会看到是上主对了我化作的一份祝福，祂让我坚持地每日去回应祂，学习同主同人建立真实的关系，使我更加热爱我的生命。今年是我要修会50年，当然再没第二个50年了，但是天主愿意的话，我相信我还会有第二个10年的转型，或者可能有20年的白金庆，因为我愿意在生命当中不断地回应祂的恩宠。我会每日积极地生活，更热爱我的圣召和还爱于上主。在奉献道路生活上面，我感觉到永远不会孤单，真的，因为上主的许诺永远忠实不变。而对着未知的将来岁月，我更加满怀希望，因为我知道现世的生活是指向充满希望的永恒。我很渴望那一日新娘主耶稣基督会迎接我赴天国的事业。最后在这里我再一次衷心地多谢大家，愿上主祝福大家同埋你哋嘅家庭，主内永远系平安喜乐。
特別是香港教區，求主差遣教會與同差遣天使加比亞爾，把上主與人同在的喜訊傳播人間，並為基督的愛和恩恵作見證。為此，我們同聲祈禱。
Thank you.
求主赐予他们神灵康泰，也求主赐以安息主为的牧者、修士、修女得享祝福的赏好。
Thank you.
上主的圣名受颂扬，
从现在直到永远。
上主的圣名是我们的座右。望住能仁慈的天主，圣父、圣子、圣神，祝福你们。
让我们在教区主母无缘罪圣母的爱祷下，生活平安，传扬福音，弥撒礼成，
感谢。